BBC Radio Lincolnshire. 23 minutes to 8, the future of Lincoln Prison could be decided before Christmas. Officials from Lincolnshire, including the leader of Lincolnshire County Council, Martin Hill, and the Conservative MP for Lincoln, Carl McCartney, met government ministers in London to discuss what will happen with the jail. It's following reports the prison could close and reopen as an immigration removal centre. Councillor Hill says he was pleased with how the meeting went.
There was the prison minister, Jeremy White, and there was about four civil servants who were there. There was a state person and I think somebody else who was also to deal with was obviously looking at the programme. So obviously they were advising that they didn't say too much, but mostly in listening mode. We made the point that how cost effective Lincoln is currently, it's one of the cheaper prisons to run in the country. So I think they were there mostly in listening mode, but they were very interested in sort of these practical issues that were raised by the legal profession and also. With this training facility, which is beginning to deliver results, so that people, when they come out of prison, they don't straight away reoffend, and then cause the rest of us a pain in the neck.
Councillor Hill, Martin Hill. Well, Steve Gelder is the managing director of the Gelder Group, a construction company based in Lincoln that was being referred to there. Morning, Steve. Just remind people what you do at the jail.
Well, we run the new £5 million training academy that was built last year inside the jail.
And you're being held up here as an example of something very positive that's making a real difference.
Yeah, they've just had an Ofsted and prison inspector report, prison inspectorate report in the prison, which will be, I think the results will come out in December. I don't think the prison did too well, but our training academy got rated as outstanding, and we've already got six prisoners back into work, which doesn't sound a lot, but we haven't been in there that long, so hopefully this year it'll be 30 or 40 back into work. In fact, one got a job day before yesterday, so I was quite pleased. It was quite good news before we went to meet the minister.
Well, it's interesting, though, the theme we have this morning appears to be about helping underprivileged people, for whatever reason that may be, to get a leg up into the workplace. What impression did you get from that meeting yesterday?
Like Martin said, they did seem to be in listening mode. My gut feeling, and I'll probably prove wrong, is that it won't become an immigration centre. But unfortunately, as the meeting was about 10 minutes from the end, the fire alarm went off, so we didn't really have time to sum it up, and we all had to rush out of the building. But
conspiracy theorists might say that was a deliberate ploy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the whole of Parliament had to come out. Well, the whole of Portugal's House had to come out.
Fair enough.
I mean, it was a good opportunity. I have to say, Carl McCartney, RMP, and Martin had done really well to get this meeting together with a few of us down there. There was also Rick Metcalfe was there.
The Labour leader of the council.
Yeah, and Mark McNeil of Sills and Betteridge, and we all kind of tried to get our message over. But we did make a connection. I don't think the minister was 100% aware of what we're doing with the training academy, or the fact that they've spent £26 million on Lincoln Prison in the last 3 years. But the training academy we're doing fits exactly with what the coalition government are trying to announce. And the point we was putting over is you've announced what you want to do with these prisoners, trying to get them back into work. If they have a job when they come out, it's a 10% reoffending rate. If they don't go into work, it's 70% reoffending, and all this. And it's like, well, actually, we started doing this a year ago at Lincoln, so we did see their ears prick up a little bit at that point. So, fingers crossed, we got a message over.
And you've obviously been part of this debate and watched the arguments being put forward. How crucial is it, from your perspective, that the prison remains in its current form?
Well, from my point of view, I'll be, to put it bluntly, and bloody annoyed, because we've just put an awful lot of effort into setting this up. We did it as a pilot, we took it on board, and it's quite innovative. I mean, what we do, we provide free conference facilities inside the prison, because there's two elements to it. There's one, the training side. You can train the prisoners up to do whatever if they want it, the ones that want to be engaged and get a second chance. But if when they leave the gates, they just walk out onto our Circle Road or opposite the prison there, with nothing to do and nowhere to go and no contacts, they can apply for 100 jobs and nothing ever happens. And so they end up becoming desperate, and 6-7 months later, they just get too desperate, nick someone's purse off a bus or something like that, and they're back in jail. And another statistic, and it's back costing us about 40,000 quid a year to house them. What we've done, and we've been quite innovative, we've created these free conference facilities, and we get the companies in there. We try and make a bit of an emotional attachment, so people go in there. Although it's free, the payback is that they have to give us 20 minutes, half an hour, for two prisoners to explain how they ended up in jail. And what happened when that happened to me, it changed my whole perception of prisons, because I was as right wing as they come before I went in there. But when you hear the stories, you think, my God, for the grace of God, that could have been me. So whether it's that you end up with a job, or when you ever end, or whether you end up with a mentor when you come out the prison gates, or whether you end up with someone that you just phone up when you get desperate before you go and nick the purse, it's got to have a positive effect. So we're encouraging companies to have one meeting in there free. You know, you've got facilities up to 40 okay. people. So
and you're optimistic about the future of the prison.
I can't see why they should, after spending all that money. I mean, we don't not many of get out there. You know, it's not a prison that people are escaping from left, right and centre. And so, you know, I think there's a good argument to keep it open. So
all right, Steve, good to talk to you this morning. Steve Gilder from the Gilder Group construction company based in Lincoln, which has that relationship. He was part of that posse that went down from Lincolnshire, including the leader, the Conservative leader of the council, Martin Hill, leader of the Labour group on the county council, and Rick Metcalf, and the Lincoln MP, Carl McCartney. All right, takes us to 17:08.
Rod Whiting on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.